How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall learn how a famous baritone happened to get into Grand Opera. But first, a word from your announcer. Those are words of wisdom. Now, step with me behind the scenes to a voice school in the heart of New York City. It's a very cold, dark day in the early part of 1923. We shall be very glad to get inside. As we enter a small but well-furnished room, we see two young men. They are the two voice coaches who are to meet. One of the men rose from his chair and walked over to the window. Then he turned to his friend. Just look out there, Frank. Millions of people, yet each one of them an individual personality, each trying in his own way to make a name for himself. Frank merely nodded. He knew how his partner felt, that this business of coaching concert singers was a colorless, humdrum life with no future. The man at the window continued. I think I'll go back to California, take up my acting career again, or perhaps concert work. I have a home out there, and I can always make a living. His friend was sympathetic. You're really down in the dumps today, Larry. Maybe it's the weather. I get discouraged on dark, dreary days, too. Look, I think I've hit on a cure for your melancholia. I saw Dave Gersten today, and he told me they're going to start auditions over at the Metropolitan Opera in a couple of days. Why don't you see what you can do? Larry filled out his application for an audition and awaited his turn to sing. When the audition was over, the director called Larry into his office. You did a good job, and I think I have a place for you if you don't mind singing minor roles. Frank was happy over the success of his friend. Even though it is a job singing on important roles, Larry, it'll give you a chance to make a name for yourself. Then, if you decide to do concert work, you can ask for more money for your appearances. Larry started up the long, almost insurmountable ladder of success. He had to do walk-ons and later very unimportant parts. He became an understudy and worked long hours learning the roles of the other baritones. One day, Larry was called into the office of the director. It looks like you're going to get your chance at a big part. The director was thoughtful as he spoke to the young singer. How well do you know the role of Valentin? Larry was hopeful. Well, I've been studying and practicing it for quite a while now, sir. I'm sure I can handle it. It was a 3 days' notice for the singer whose part he was taking had suddenly been taken ill. So well did Larry sing the part of Valentin that the music critics acclaimed the new voice and predicted great things for the new singer. Later, he was given more important roles and carried them off successfully. Curiously enough, the singer chanced to inherit another great role in the same manner in which he had attained the role in Faust. He was chosen to sing the title role in Verdi's Falstaff. It was the first revival of the opera under the baton of the new, unknown Italian conductor, Serafin. It was to be a great night for both men, and both felt the enthusiasm of the opportunity. But before we continue with our story, a word from your announcer. It was a cold, stormy night, the greatest snowstorm of the season. The audience in the opera house was keyed to a high pitch. The great artists, Bore, Alda, Gilles, and Scotty, were among those singing the principal roles in the opera. Soon another artist was to carve his name upon the immortals who strode the boards of the Metropolitan Opera House. The man who had thought of giving up his career as a singer to become an actor was Lawrence Tibbett. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.